Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I'm addicted totally to the game. I'll keep at it until I go into the grave. Well, this morning, the GAA and Gaelic football in particular is mourning a true legend of the game. Former Kerry manager Mick O'Dwyer, known to everyone, of course, as Micko, died in Kenmare Community Hospital. A man who brought great joy, not just to Kerry, but to the other counties as well, as Simon Harris mentioned, he worked with over the years, and to GAA communities right across the country. Well, joining me to celebrate his life and career is Marty Morrissey, GAA correspondent with RTE. We'll have a quick listen now to some of Mick O'Dwyer's highlights.
Well, I had many, many great moments, I suppose, but I suppose winning the first All-Ireland title with Kerry in 1959, that certainly was a great occasion for me, being the first man to achieve that from Waterville.
He kept it back to Mick O'Dwyer. Mick O'Dwyer is high.
I sat inside the dressing room, but we were going to win this All-Ireland today for one man, and that is Mick Dwyer! Goes beyond any shadow of a doubt that you will go down in the folklore of football history.
It was a real good finish.
You know, Marty, we talk about legends of the game many times, but there was a real magic about Mick O'Dwyer.
There was, Claire, you know, and even listening to those clips, you know, there would be a genuine tear in my eye because it brings me back to my childhood. This is why I and thousands of others loved Gaelic football, and I make no bones about it, loved Mick O'Dwyer. And I was privileged to get to know him. I mean, I was one of those young teenagers that my father brought me down to Killarney to be outside the wire to look at Kerry football training.
To get a glimpse of him.
To get a glimpse of him and Pat Spillane and Mikey Sheehy and Bomber. These were my heroes, and to get to know him. I got to know him because back in 1989, when I was trying to start my broadcasting career, Clare FM were covering the Munster Club football final between Castlehaven and Cork and Kilkee, St. Sennan's Kilkee. And so I said, I wonder would he ever do the commentary with me? So I got his number, and he hadn't a clue who I was. Some lad from Clare ringing, and he was a legend. And he says, "I will, of course. I will. What time do you want me in Killarney?" And it started a friendship that I have always treasured. And he was a breath of fresh air. He was I think, before his time. He was a wonderful footballer in his own day. And as he mentioned in the clip that you used, in 1959, he was the first man from Waterville to win an All-Ireland medal. And he was both a corner forward and a wing back. But his passion, his love of Gaelic football, and his love of Kerry in particular, but particularly, I suppose, especially Gaelic football on a global scale, was nobody could challenge it.
Yeah,
he was special.
8 All-Ireland titles for Kerry as manager, 4 in a row. I mean, it's a record that most managers could really only dream of.
And in 1982, Seamus Darby got that iconic goal in the dying seconds to deprive Kerry of 5 in a row. So people thought, oh, well, that's the end of that Kerry team. And he comes back later to win 3 in a row. Like, this is truly remarkable. And as you mentioned, your own county.
Yes.
He went to Laois, and the joy that he brought to Laois, winning a Leinster title for the first time after 57 years.
It was incredible. And I was there in Croke Park. We had a couple of outings over that time.
Yeah.
And I don't know who, well, I think it was Des who said this morning that people, you know, people stood taller when Mick was on your side. And I think Laois stood very proud over that period. It was just a wonderful, it was great to be part of it as a spectator.
Absolutely. And look, even, you know, I've interviewed several Wicklow footballers over the years, and they talk about the glory days of when Mick was there and what he brought to the Garden County, who wouldn't be used to success. But yet he brought them to the last 12 in the All-Ireland Championship, which was remarkable. A Tommy Moore cup title, which is kind of the predecessor to the Tailteann Cup that we have now. So everywhere he went, Laois, Kildare, Wicklow, he spread his magic. He sprinkled a little bit of magic. He brought a smile to people's faces. He gave them a love of football. That it was, whether it was in Arklow or in Ockram or O'More Park, Port Laois or Croke Park, there was something about the game of Gaelic football. And there was always the prospect with Mick in charge that something would happen. And everywhere he went, something did happen.
Something did happen. There was greatness around the corner. And what about his approach to training? Because it's described as unique, and he's thought of as the first modern style manager for Kerry. What can you tell us about that, Marty?
Well, it was a different time. And he obviously, you know, he also was in charge of the Kerry under-21s, the won three All-Irelands, at the same time as being the Kerry senior manager. And he had brilliant players. When you think of Jack O'Shea, Mikey Sheehy, Gerard Power, Pat Spillane, the late Paddy O'Shea, Tim Kennelly, John Egan, he had an abundance of talent. But it was his cajoling and shaping of them and brought them to a new level of fitness. He himself and Kevin Heffernan then, I think, responded with Dublin coming along and taking on the challenge of the Kerry team. And those great games were incredible. But I mean, I know in a clip that I used in Morning Ireland this morning, like he trained, I think, they trained 27 days in a row or some figure like that, which is remarkable in one way. And he boasts about the fact that nobody missed the training because they wanted to be part of it. They knew they were a unique team led by a unique man. And together, that cocktail of their footballing talent and his brains along the sideline and what he wanted them to achieve, you put the two together and you have a wonderful piece of Gaelic football history that some of us were lucky enough to be alive to witness and to cherish. Even though we're not from Kerry at all, we still love it.
Yes, we still love it. And look, listen, I mean, you talk about his brains, but really it's the passion, isn't it? It's the passion that gets you over the line.
Yeah. And you know, when you get to know him, you'd have to say he was a most lovable rogue. I remember asking him to know what he was in charge of Kildare, would he do a clip with me for the news? And he says, "Oh, no problem, Marty, I'll drive up from Waterville." But what he didn't tell me was that he had training that night, so he was coming up anyway. So do you know what I mean? You'd have lovely little anecdotes. And it was just that impish grin. He might have been in his 70s and 80s, obviously, in the last number of years, but that smile was still there when he was well and fit and was happy to talk football all the time. And, I went to see him a couple of months ago and we were still able to talk about football, and he still had that lovely welcome and that warm. To me, he was a very, very special man.
Well, Marty, we're very glad to talk to you about it this morning, and our deepest sympathies to his family, his friends and all of the fans who are missing and thinking about Mick O'Dwyer today. And Marty Morrissey, thank you for being with us. Back after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.